Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, good evening. How's everybody doing? Happy New Year. Coach Tawana here. Welcome to Motivational Monday. It's great to be with you all again today. Can you believe 2020 is here? Oh my goodness. It's incredible to think that we are in a new year. The new year has come in. It's coming fast. Lots of things are already happening. I guess we can thank our president for some of the things that are happening in our world that's got some of our heads spinning. If you follow politics, and I do follow politics, but this is not a politics show, so I'm not going to go there tonight. But welcome. It's great. It's so great to be with you. 2020 is here, and we're looking at the first Monday and the first full week of the new year. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling very excited. I'm feeling fired up and ready to go. I believe it's going to be an epic year. I saw a post here recently on Facebook that said something along the lines of 2019 was a year of lessons, but 2020 is going to be a year of blessings. And I do believe that. I believe that. I know for me, 2019 was, frankly, a challenging year. Lots of things happened that didn't go quite the way I wanted them to go, the way I expected for them to go, the way I prayed for them to go, the way I planned for them to go. I mean, I remember 2018 ending, going into 2019. New Year's Eve is always a hard day for me because that day my mother passed away in 2012. And so going into the new year is kind of like, wow, my mother's not here. You know, I have my family. I'm here in Texas. I was in Texas. I'm here with my family, but it's, you know, things aren't quite the same. And so a new year, these last few years, have been not like they've always been in the past. But I try to be optimistic. I try to set goals and plan and prepare and get ready to go. As an entrepreneur, you guys, you know this is an entrepreneur show, but it's for everybody. It's for anybody who wants to be motivated, encouraged, equipped, educated, and just helped. You know, we all have this life to live, right? And for me, this new year was different. It felt different. I believe that everything that I experienced in 2018, which was literally a journey, a fast journey, almost like a race, if you will, I believe that it was a setup for where I am today. And I'm very grateful for that. And it leads me to what I want to talk to you guys about today. It's the beginning of the first quarter of the year, and I'm thinking about the many doors of opportunity, the many adventures that we all will participate in and have going on in our lives as business owners, as parents, as spouses. And what I want to talk about today on this radio show is, are you ready? Are you ready for those things? I know when my mother was sick in 2012, and I'll never forget, I was actually in Atlanta. I was visiting my goddaughter in Atlanta, and I got the call that she had gotten sick. She was on dialysis, and she had gotten sick after the dialysis treatment. And I got the call saying, you got to get back here quick. I literally just got to Atlanta, and I had to turn around and go back to Dallas. And I'll never forget just not being prepared emotionally, psychologically for losing her. And I knew from what the doctor was telling me that this was going to be it, that she most likely was not going to come out of this coma, that she was not going to survive. And I thought, wow, I really thought that I was ready and prepared for this, because she had prepared me being sick for so long. If something were to happen, this is what you should do. This is what you should do first. So I was prepared on paper, but in my heart and in my head, I wasn't prepared. You know, today, and it's so funny because every time I get ready to do these calls on Monday, I'm always challenged with being motivated myself and being prepared psychologically for motivating and inspiring my audience, because something will happen to me. Like, for an example, last week, I went to record and do the show, and when I tell you, everything that could go wrong went wrong. And so I didn't get to record my show, and I was so disappointed, and I was so angry, and I was just discouraged. I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared for the unknown and the what if. Well, that happened again to me today, earlier today. I was prepared to, I think it was 10 o'clock, about 10 o'clock this morning, I had an appointment. I had an appointment with a young lady named Cher. She worked on a logo for me and a business partner and colleague. We are working on a membership site, and she worked on the logo for us. And I scheduled a 10 o'clock call with her today. I planned on paying her. I was going to cash app her the remaining balance for the work that she had done. And we were having a great conversation over the phone. And I went to make the payment to her. And if she's listening, I know she's laughing, because we had a great laugh about it, but it wasn't funny when it happened. But I went to make the payment, and my card declined. I was upset. I was perplexed, because I know there's money in the account. I'm looking at it. I have it pulled up on my computer. I can see that the money is there. Why can't I send her this money on this Cash App? And, of course, I'm blaming it on the technology, and I'm complaining, and I'm upset. I'm definitely not feeling motivated or happy. And she said, you know what? She said, sis, you know, it's probably maybe something had happened, and, you know, just call. So I call. I'm on the phone with the bank. I use my other phone because I have two phones. So I use the other phone to call the bank. We're waiting. Oh, man, I think I waited 15 or 20 minutes for someone to come up to the phone. And he basically, after, you know, they ask you a million questions just to verify that it's you. And when you talk about being ready, I was not ready for this morning. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for all these questions. I had to think, okay, well, did I have a, what year car did I have? Or did I do this? I mean, they ask you all kinds of questions. So I got through all of that, and basically what happened was they put a block on my card because of suspicious spending. And they basically, they're trying to protect me. And I'm fuming. I'm really fuming. But then, and I appreciate her. I mean, she's a spiritual woman as well as a very gifted and talented graphic designer and all these other things that she do. But we started talking, and she said, you know, you were sharing with me that you're going to talk about, are you ready? And being ready for the new year, being ready as an entrepreneur, being ready psychologically, being ready physically in your body. And we were talking about those things before we even got to, okay, let me pay you now. And I was sharing with her my conviction about how important it is to be ready, because you never know what hand you're going to be dealt in life, what's going to be coming your way. And for me, people that know me knows I do believe in planning. I'm very meticulous. I'm extremely intentional. And there's a, you know, I say all the time, there's a method to my madness. And I'm going to be ready if it kills me. But sometimes things happen, things come our way, and we're not always prepared. We're not always ready. And I know I wasn't ready for what happened this morning. And we got through it. They unblocked my card. I was able to verify purchases. I was able to tell them the amount. I was able to tell them the location. I was able to give them all the information that they asked for. And that was cool. That was good. And I'm grateful that she was gracious. And we had a great laugh about it. And I learned that I need to have more patience. I need to have a little bit more patience. But I think the biggest thing that I recognized and I realized this morning, because it was definitely a typical Monday for me, my day started, you know, those Mondays when you're not so encouraged and you get discouraged because something happens to set you off on this Monday and it's not what you expected it to be. Well, what I learned and what I experienced once again, and this is what I do love about life, that you never arrive. Every day is a new lesson to learn, and it's a new experience to digest and be better. Get help, be better. And she helped me. She definitely helped me. But being ready for the things that come your way is crucial. It's crucial. I can't even imagine what if I was in a situation where all the money was gone, I had been defrauded, it wasn't me making all of these purchases, and then I would have had a whole nother situation I would have had to deal with today. So I'm grateful that wasn't the case. But I know we all have things that hit us that we deal with. And we're in the new year now. And I don't know if you have noticed, but Happy New Year, January 1st, and today is the 6th. Life just continues from December the 31st, 2019. The clock just keeps ticking, and you just keep going. And things just keep happening, and you have to ask yourself, am I ready for this day? Am I ready for this week? Am I ready for this first quarter of the year? This is a new quarter, my entrepreneurs. This is a new quarter, and for those of you who are running a business or you want to launch a business, and I'm going to talk more about that here in a minute, but we're in the first quarter of this year, and many doors of opportunity are opening. Many things are happening right now for women, for minorities, veterans, the LGBT, any man or woman from 18 years old on up. If you're looking to run a business, a profitable business, you're trying to launch it, or you're trying to get your business from where it is today, right now, into a new place, the question for you is, are you ready for that? Are you ready? Are you ready for what 2020 has to offer for you? I will tell you from experience that you will be offered, you will receive as much as you're going to put out. You have to prepare. You have to plan. You know what I love about coming into a new year We are all excited. People get excited. It's so funny to hear people talk about their New Year's resolution. I'm on Facebook, and I'm already seeing it. All their goals, all your goals, all your aspirations, all the things you're planning to do, you're going to do, you're writing them down, vision boards, all kinds of things going on. But are you working that plan? Are you really preparing yourself for a successful year throughout the entire year? Are you getting ready now, laying the groundwork, laying that foundation to make sure that your life and your business is exactly what you want it to be and what you know you deserve going into the second quarter, the third quarter, and then you end strong in the fourth quarter? Are you ready? Are you ready for these opportunities? Are you ready, my entrepreneurs, for set-aside dollars? If you're a minority, if you're a woman or a veteran, I talk all the time. If you're following me on this show, following me on Facebook or Instagram, I talk a lot about the mandatory set-aside dollars that the government is going to spend with women-owned businesses, with minority-owned businesses, with LGBT businesses, with veteran-owned businesses, with service-disabled veteran-owned businesses, with small business administration or enterprise businesses. These contracts are out there. They're already on the street in your region, in your state. Are you ready for them? Are you ready for these new beginnings? 2019 is over. It's gone. Do you have your new clients lined up? Do you know who they're going to be? What about the lessons that you've learned? I learned some lessons today, and I won't forget them. What about you? What about you? You know, as I was thinking about this, and I'm thinking about, you know, are you ready? I mean, that's a attitude as much as an action item that you have to take on as an individual. Because getting ready for anything requires work. It requires a mindset that, and I talked about this before, it takes that growth mindset that says, I believe that regardless to what has happened to me in 2019, that has happened in my business that wasn't the best, that caused us to struggle, maybe we lost some money, maybe you lost some clients or you didn't gain the amount of clients you wanted to gain, maybe your kids are acting up, maybe you weren't able to finish school, maybe you had to take a break, financial aid didn't come through, whatever the situation may be. Getting ready for anything requires you preparing yourself. It requires you, it's like being on a diet or exercising for a marathon or getting ready for a game. You have to work out. You have to put that mind in shape. You have to put that body in shape. You have to put your business in shape. You have to exercise. You have to eat right. You have to study. You have to do the research. You have to do the homework. There are things that you have to do. And I want you to take a minute and think, what do you have to do? What's required for you, for your life, for your business? Whatever it is, it's possible to be done. It's possible to get done. That's how you get ready. And if you're not sure, get help. Get help. I am a firm believer in getting the support and the help that I need. And as a coach, I believe in giving that to others. I believe in giving it to others. That's why my business is called the Entrepreneur Spot, because it is a place for support. It is a place for a plan, because sometimes we don't know. Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you just don't know. I had to call the bank today. I didn't know. Why on earth would my card decline when I am looking at the money? I know the money is there. I wouldn't set up an appointment to pay a bill and I don't have the money. Maybe I would duck and dodge. I don't know. No, I wouldn't do that. But seriously, I knew I was ready. Sometimes the plan, okay, now I need plan B. I need to find out what's going on here. Oh, it's opportunities. Sometimes we don't know where those opportunities are. We don't know what to do. We haven't been trained. You haven't been trained. You haven't been coached. You haven't been mentored. You haven't been helped. You haven't been taught. And so I believe in that. And that's what my coaching program and my consulting firm, that's what we do. And then we train, teach. Because it's important. It's vital. You need it. You got to have it. We all need someone, something to help us. And so I welcome you to Motivational Monday. As we kick off this first Monday in this new year, where every week I will share, I will coach, I will educate, equip, prepare, encourage, empower. And there will be times when I'll have special guests. I'm already lining them up. They're already asking me, when am I going to join you? So they're lined up and ready to go. Because I believe my purpose in life is to be a teacher, is to educate. I've been blessed with this privilege of entrepreneurship, of being a coach, being a consultant, being a business owner since 2005. I'm looking at some of the folks who have dialed in today, and I recognize some of these phone numbers. Several of my sons, or look like maybe three of them, are online with us, and they're listening to me, their mother. And I know they know that this is my passion. This is what I do. And I'm not perfect. Every Monday, I'm telling you, it's funny. Every Monday, I am challenged with being motivated my own self because something will happen. Something will happen. And it only reminds me of how important it is, the spiritual side of me. You know, I'm talking about being ready. The spiritual side of me, I'm reminded of how important it is for me to be doing well, not just physically and mentally or financially, but even spiritually, that I'm able to gain my strength and my wisdom, things that I know, my energy from a higher energy, from a higher source. And for me, that is God. For me, that is the Bible that I read. And for me, that is prayer. It might be something different for you. But whatever it is, I know we all need something like that. Because this thing called life, we don't get to live it alone. We can't live it alone. You need something. We all need something to be better, to do better. That's how we make it. That's how we get through. And so these Motivational Mondays, every Monday from here on, throughout this year, this month, this first quarter, I'm going to be talking specifically about how to get ready with your business. And as a business coach, a success coach, I teach people not just how to grow a business or launch a business, but how to also grow you. Because you can't grow a business and you can't launch it or manage it and manage other people. And yeah, I would hope that as your business grow, you're able to hire some people to help you build your legacy. But you can't do it unless you've been trained, unless you've been coached, unless you've been taught, unless you've been helped. Because what we do know about entrepreneurs, about business owners, is typically you're very good at what you do in your industry, whether that's healthcare or whether that's administration, whether that's finance, what IT, technical, whatever it is, you're very good at that. Oh, you know your stuff. You can get up and you can run circles around the numbers. You can run circles around all of the things that you do with technology. See, I'm not technical, so I couldn't even think of anything. But, you know, whatever it is that you do, you're good at it. You know your stuff. But then what happens? What happens when we start getting into assessing your abilities down to, well, are you going to be a risk taker? Are you really a jack of all trades? How good are you at selling your product? How good are you at communicating and doing presentations? Are you a good technical writer? If you had to submit a bid, can you do it? How good are you? Are you ready to do all those things? Or do you need a coach? Do you need to be educated and equipped? Or maybe you just need to be encouraged that you can do it. You can do this presentation. You can do this elevator speech. You can have this meeting. You can present this proposal. You can do it. You just have to believe. Let me give you some mindset coaching. You just got to believe. You got to believe in yourself. You got to know you can do it. You got to be strong. You got to be confident. Are you ready? What do you need? I believe it's important as you're going into this new year, as you're getting started, because we are at the beginning. It's been 6 days, and I'm going to tell you, it's been a full 6 days for me. It started out on the first, I was invited to be a speaker for one of the largest Facebook groups. It's a business group it's the BBM, let's see, Black Business-Minded Women, okay? And they had the Accelerated 2020. It's a summit. 3 days of teaching and coaching from about 25 speakers in a matter of 3 days. Oh, it was outstanding. It was phenomenal. I My cup was full and is still full from all of the speakers who spoke on everything from podcasts to branding and marketing. And there was an attorney who talked about trademarks. And I mean, everything was covered, everything. And then, of course, I was the next last speaker on the third day. The last speaker talked about systems, which was excellent. I spoke specifically about certifications, minority business enterprise, women business enterprise, LGBT, veteran-owned small business, and SD, service-disabled veteran-owned small business certifications, how to do business with either the government, public municipalities, and the private sector. And I share with these nearly 20,000 women in this group, all their listeners that registered for this summit, this three-day event, and I talk to them specifically about how to do business a different way, how to get ready. Are you ready? And if you're not, this is how you get ready. If you struggled, and we all struggle, but you don't have to struggle, because you can do business this way. And that's what I shared. And my beginning of the year started on the first, the second, and then the third day when I spoke with this summit. And it has continued with business meetings and on. I spent the day with my son yesterday, and we talked a lot about this year and the marketing. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, especially for those of you who are tuned in and you're an entrepreneur, the last thing I'm going to share with you here, as you are getting ready for the new year, I think it's important. This is going to be an interesting year. This is an election year. We just don't know how things are going to turn out. But if you are tired of working your 9-to-5 job, or you're tired of working a full-time job and you got a side hustle and you're trying to be an entrepreneur, or you're a solopreneur that's trying to figure this thing out, I want to tell you, however passionate you are, or determined you are, or desperate you are. I talked to a couple of entrepreneurs. I talked to somebody today, and she said, look, I'm a desperate entrepreneur. I'm a desperate businesswoman. I've got to win. I've got to get contracts. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to do this. And this lady, she had a lot of questions for me. And I told her, I said, you know, I appreciate all your questions, and I appreciate your passion. I understand passion. But I would tell you, get ready for what you're trying to do and what you want to do. You have to research the market. You have to research the market. And so, again, Motivational Monday, every week, I'm going to specifically come to you with something that I want you to know, and something I want you to think about, and something I want you to research and look into a little bit deeper to help you and encourage you and motivate you to be the best you could be and the best your business can be. And the first place you want to start is you want to research this market. You want to research the market that you are in, that you are wanting to sell goods and services in. And if you are already running your business, you need to research the market again. You need to take a look at everything, your customers, who's buying from you and who's not. That means taking a look at your marketing and then taking a look at your competitors. Yes, these are the areas where your research should be.
is important. The main way to get to understand a new business or even your existing business or areas that are new to you, you have to conduct a market research. This is one of the first things that I teach in the very first module of my online academy. My online academy has 9 modules. Each module has anywhere from 6 to 10 lessons. Each lesson is designed just like a college course. You need a good week in each lesson. The very first module, I call it Startup, because you're getting started. You're getting ready, and you're going to build it, which means you got to have a foundation. You got to know how you want to structure this thing. I deal and I talk with entrepreneurs even this week already who have not structured their business yet. Again, are you ready? Do you know how it should be structured? I'm talking about researching the market, because you have to sell. You have to sell what you're going to put out there, your goods and services. You have to sell it, your products, your services, your price, how you want to advertise, how you want to market. Do you have a website? Do you need one? These are all areas, everything that I'm mentioning now are all areas where my company supports and helps you and teach you. You got to research your channels of distribution. I'll teach you about that another day. That's a whole nother area. Your location, where are you located? Are you doing your business online? Are you selling through a Spotify or there are so many websites now out here where you can sell your things, like eBay. How are you selling? How do you want to sell? Are you in a storefront? Are you in an office? Where's your location? Where are you going to spend your money? Do you have money? Are you bootstrapping? Have you done the numbers? My program is going to be introducing a no-loan program. You want to write that one down. There's a gentleman on my team. I don't even want to share that right now because it's a surprise, but we're going to bring it. He's going to bring it. No-loan program. For those of you who are thinking, I'm going to get a loan, I'm ready. I'm going to be ready because I'm going to get my money from the bank. No, you're not. I'm going to tell you now, they're not giving out no money to no small businesses. I have worked with entrepreneurs who had perfect credit and couldn't get a penny. Women who did everything right for decades and couldn't get a dime. Think about that for a minute, because I am. How would you like to know how to get what you need with no loan? We got a no loan program for you. My website is here on the blog radio. There's a description of what I was going to talk about today. It's www.haywardbayinternational.com. You want to reach out to me. People schedule free discovery calls and consultations with me all the time. And you can spend that time talking about what you're doing or what you want to do. But I promise you, when you hang up from me, there's a young woman who submitted her testimony. It turned into a $1 million call. In fact, I think I'm going to start calling my discovery calls a $1 million call. Because we make millionaires. We show you how. We educate you. We equip you. We coach you. We prepare you. We train you. And then you know what? We encourage and we empower you. Because entrepreneurship, it's a lifestyle. Boss life is a lifestyle. It's a privilege. It's a life you get to live. You get to share it with your family. You get to share it with your community. You get to share it with your church. You get to share it with those that you love. You get to set up generational wealth and a legacy for the people that you care about. And we equip you and we help you to get ready from start to finish. And finish means something for everybody. So, welcome to Motivational Monday. I'm ready to go. I am thrilled and excited about what this new year is going to bring. I believe it's going to be an epic year. There are already so many things that are happening in the marketplace for you, for your business, for me. And we'll be talking about those things every week. So tonight, we just getting this party started. Hold on, let me rephrase that. We just getting this conversation started. So I want to encourage you to tune in every week. Invite your friends. Invite your family. And you know what? Call in. I'd love to talk with you and hear what you have to say. Listen to your questions. Let you ask your questions, trust me, I'll have an answer. And share. And we all learn together. But tune in and learn how to be ready so you can make your 2020 the epic year that you desire in your life and in your business. If you believe that this year is a year for you and your business to go to a place that's never been before, then I can promise you it'll happen. It'll happen. You just need the tools. You just need the tools. You need the instruction. You need the roadmap. You need to know how to get there. And you know what? Another thing, none of us have never arrived. If you're doing well with your business now, you're making good money, great. Now let's talk about how you help somebody else. You know, one of the things that I learned early on when I started my first business, my recruitment firm, was to be a mentor to other small businesses. And because when I arrive and I'm running $500,000 a week and I've got over 1,000 people on my payroll, it was definitely time to give back and help others. So there's always something else that we can do. And I want to motivate you and encourage you that you can do that as well. So I'm about to run out of my time here. I have enjoyed being with you tonight. Thank you so much for dialing in. Thank you so much for being here with me. Those of you who are here and you're listening, please invite your friends. Share this on Facebook. Share it on social media. Encourage someone else. Lift someone else up and help somebody else to get ready for this new year. I want to thank my sponsor, for believing in me and this program and what we do here, HR. Oh, I think they're about to cut me off here. You guys have a great night, and we will talk to you real soon. Look forward to being with you on the next Monday, Motivational Monday. Good night.